Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Sanat Kumara, who journeys to you in this moment. As you elevate your awareness and finding your place amongst the many in spirit who love and adore you, this comes easily. It is effortless. We sense the many about us. We feel the light of their love, a perpetual embrace within which we are welcomed. And there is a resonance that forms deeply within you as you begin to remember. So then, deepen into this experience and come into the one breath. As you fill your spiritual lungs, so to speak, as the breath passes between us, the living light, the living love, we feel it and we sense it, for we are not separate from it. This you understand. And as you breathe, you stretch outward, coming into the vast horizon of your spirit, limitless, radiant, beautiful. And all the while, the many about us bring their support, for want of a better word. It comes upon you as if bright sunshine, the warmth of spirit, and the warmth of the community of spirit that is important. And as you breathe and deepen, there returns to your awareness a sense of rightness. That is to say, a knowing that there is rightness in all things, the perfection of which we often speak. As creation continues unfold itself in this particular paradigm, and with it comes a sense of exhilaration, and this you also feel, and this you also remember. As the lightness of your spirit takes hold, and as you anticipate God in all things, I am with you. This is actual. So So then sense my embrace also, being not separate. We breathe in unison, and this finds its own rhythm, and it becomes the one movement, that which is so familiar, the movement of creation, of which we are part. So then, come into this rhythm. It is innate. It is with you. It is within you. Stretching outward, releasing all notion of containment. I see you. I see the light of your love, and it is changing. Know this to be true. I perceive how the light of your love, within the human aspect of self, begins to deepen, taking hold, generating new avenues to come by which it may express itself. So then, that is to be anticipated. Come into the feeling of this. The light of your love, like no other. Draw your focus to this, falling inward, falling with the breath, falling with the movement. All thought dissipates, as must it be, for the inner landscape is empty of such things. This you know. And as the breath deepens, it also begins to become once more the no breath. That point of assimilation where the spirit of self comes into its still point. Sense then how even now the breath dissipates and the light of love takes prominence, being the true breath, being the one breath. And then being the no breath. The rhythm of this movement now falls silent. The still point. And it is here that the grand equilibrium is truly experienced. Come into release. Come into surrender. For I am within you. This you understand. It cannot be otherwise. As the silence returns, it's as if the inner landscape becomes truly infinite. This is tangible, you feel it. The infinite self. And many times we have said that within creation there is no place where you are not. For it is within you. And you begin to sense this. It comes through the feeling. And to the human aspect of self, there forms a beautiful sense of liberation, a release unthinkable. Within the dimension of space and time, and the joy in this knowing, is in fact overwhelming as you feel and sense yourself in everything. And everywhere, as you remember, as you recognize the spirit of self, within this infinite expanse of awareness. Such joy to remember that this is you, that this is all you, but that you encompass the many. And if we may so choose, to bring imagination to this. We visualize a vast tapestry of stars, that which we often speak of. And every pinpoint of light is your awareness, somewhere and everywhere. And the beauty of your spirit, the sentience of your soul, fill 1,000-fold universes and more. As we gaze upward, this night sky of spirit, and see you and feel you. Every point of light every moment of love is there. We make it tangible in our imagination. And all at once, and the pleasure in this for you is immense, as you feel and once more recognize the beauty of your experiences everywhere. These points of awareness within you, experiencing existence in all dimensions of being and then beyond, all as equally dazzling, all as equally sentient and breathtaking. This is the truth of you, that you exist in such a manner. A child of God, not contained to any one dimension and to any one point of awareness, but an infinite number. And we may times this infinity, if it is possible, by the countless many, of which you are part, of which you encompass, being not separate. And so then we remember also the sheer weight and magnificence of this number that cannot be counted in all its complexity and divine beauty, in all its unique points of awareness, an amalgam that forms the jewel that is this particular creation. It takes our breath away, literally. And that is the promise, we may say, for the human self. Quarantined within a physical dimension, this is what awaits your remembering. So then, I say to you, no longer hold to yourself a perception that you are small. There is not the smallness of your spirit, and I speak not of measurement. But rather of unique beauty. I feel you in all of these things. That is how I come to understand you and to know you. For I feel you everywhere. I feel the human part of your soul experience, though as well you know I do not perceive the body. Only the light, and it is changing. Remember also that to exist in time as you do is masterful. I cannot impress this upon you enough. And the river of time that is with you contains all that you require. So then have faith in this, for it was seeded from the beginning. Stretch outward. Come in to your wonderment. Be dazzled by the self. We are deepening in this moment, within the still point. Clarity comes, for there is not the clutter of thought. An instantaneous knowing. Expressed through feeling. As you feel the rightness. That everything is right. None may stand apart from this, for it is the function of the eternal balance. It is only illusion. You experience imbalance. You feel it within the center of your being. as the stars of your consciousness in all dimensions. Are a light above you, you now feel perfectly at peace. A powerful serenity that is your birthright, and all the while the movement of creation turns about you and you become the pivot, creation moves around you. And you sense the stillness and the movement in the one instance. This is tangible. The movement brings balance. And you are its pivot. And the majesty of creation is that every soul is in fact the center of creation. That is the gift from the one whom is all. We begin to feel the many form about us, returning to our awareness. And we find comfort in this, and a truly great camaraderie. We seek out the intimacy of that which is infinite, a seeming paradox. We find the embrace of those who love and adore you. We come into outward expression once more. Understanding that the inner and the outer coexist perfectly. These words are enough. And are the least of this experience. And I am Sanat Kumara, Adonai.